From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Miller reporting. Burkina Faso's police said an armed attack is underway in downtown Ouagadougou near the Prime Minister's office and the United Nations roundabout. The police said security units were deployed to the scene and urged people to stay away from that area after an explosion rocked the nearby army headquarters and masked gunmen were seen attacking the entrance to the building. The French embassy also said that its site and the French Institute were also being targeted. The UN Human Rights Council decided Friday morning to hold an urgent debate about Eastern Ghouta. The UK's permanent representative, Julian Bethwaite.
Despite the UN Security Council resolution of the 24th of February, serious violations have continued on a wide scale, including repeated airstrikes of civilians, causing many deaths.
The debate would be followed by a vote Friday on a draft resolution circulated by Britain that expresses support for a UN Security Council resolution passed over the weekend seeking a 30-day ceasefire, which has yet to be honored. It also would call for UN war crimes investigators focusing on Syria to look specifically at the latest violence in eastern Ghouta. A suicide car bombing in the eastern part of the Afghan capital Friday morning killed at least one person, a young girl, and wounded 15 others. A spokesman for the Kabul police chief said the blast occurred in the eastern neighborhood of Kabil Bay, in an area that is home to a police station, the government's custom offices, and some guest houses. No militant group has claimed responsibility for the attack. For additional stories as well as in-depth coverage, visit our website 24 hours a day. This is VOA News. The specter of a global trade war sent world stocks tumbling Friday and drove investors toward the traditional safe plays of government bonds and the Japanese yen. Robert Halver, the head of Bader Bank's capital market in Germany, says that for face-saving reasons, China, South Korea, and the EU have to agree on counter-sanctions. They also have to defend themselves. Halver went on to say that the sanctions are not good for jobs or stocks. U.S. military planners are brushing aside Moscow's claims that its military has a new array of strategic nuclear weapons that can hit any target anywhere in the world. National Security Correspondent Jeff Selden reports from the Pentagon.
Putin claims the new weapons, a nuclear-powered cruise missile, a nuclear-powered underwater drone, and a hypersonic missile, have unlimited range and are capable of evading U.S. missile defense systems. But the Pentagon references at least two of those weapons, and any real-world ramifications are still a way off. Still, Force Analysis Chief Military Analyst Sim Tak says they can still have an impact.
So I think it's definitely effective to the degree that people are looking at Russia as a potential threat again.
Jeff Selden, VOA News, the Pentagon.
The Philippines and the European Union said Friday they were still working together on development projects despite President Rodrigo Duterte's rebukes of the bloc and declarations he would not accept its aid. Duterte has repeatedly slammed the EU for what he perceives as criticism of a war on drugs that has killed thousands of Filipinos. He also approved a finance ministry recommendation to stop accepting grants that carried conditions, especially on human rights. Economic Planning Secretary Ernesto Pernilla said the EU's funding aid to the Philippines would continue despite misunderstandings. The EU currently has a Philippines funding commitment of $319 million, mostly for renewable energy development and rural electrification projects. French National Front leader Marine Le Pen has been placed under formal investigation over images she tweeted of Islamic State executions. David Doyle has more.
She was placed under formal investigation on Thursday on suspicion of disseminating violent images. That's because of three images the National Front leader tweeted in December 2015 of Islamic State executions, including the beheading of American journalist James Foley. The investigation is unlikely to affect her popularity with party loyalists.
Le Pen denies any wrongdoing. The residents of the U.S. East Coast are bracing for a major storm Friday that is forecasting to bring strong winds, snow, and heavy rain that could flood coasts from Maine to North Carolina. I'm Steve Miller, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.